Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, trashlings. Welcome back to the Trashler Space Trash Edition. We are talking about Clayton. We are talking about episode 2. I'm here with, I'm Sarah Armour. I'm Sarah Jean Armour.
We know it.
And this is my co-host for the Trashler Nation portion of the Space Trash Podcast, Casey Bunker.
Casey Bunker. And I mean, wow, was it a trashy episode? It certainly was. And I'm counting on a miracle today, Sarah. I'm counting on a miracle that our gals, Cassidy and Shanae, are not Sag, Sun, Gemini, Moons. If they go down with me and Claire, I just need to just like quit life right now. That's all I got to say about it.
It's so funny. Yeah, we're going to get into all of the astrology and let's begin at the beginning.
This is how I feel. Just like overall feeling is like the same as like I feel watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake City this season. It's just like they picked two, like in this case, they picked a couple few too many stupid people. And in the case of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, they picked too much drama.
Right.
And like the women are all like speaking past each other. Like every episode this season, like I enjoyed it last season so much and I should be enjoying it this season.
I can't watch this season.
I don't need to deep dive that because obviously you guys just deep dove that. But like, I'm just coming out of it with like a brain fog. Like the one girl said at the end of this episode, she was like, I feel brain dead after that conversation. And I was like, bingo, Yahtzee, you did it. Like I feel actually so much dumber now than I did before.
I don't know if what I'm about to say is going to be more of a reflection of like a defense mechanism or what, but I feel like I was battling between that feeling and I have a conspiracy theory now.
Oh, okay.
But that's where it's like, am I doing that? Like, did I actually see something that was, or am I comforting myself because it's actually otherwise so painful? I mean, it was like watching Dumb and Dumber, but there like wasn't even a Jeff Daniels. It was just like all Jim Carrey. Like, wow. But again, I'm watching with my patient eyes and I'm thinking, what's really going on here? Because it is almost unfathomably dumb when you really actually just listen to the dialogue and you, I almost want to do like a transcript of it. We could do like a reading of that, a few of the conversations between Cassidy and Elizabeth, but I mean, Shanae and Elizabeth. Yeah. Wow.
Wait. I also have one little note about the last episode of Space Trash. You and Molly said it all, but you didn't string it together. Phil Collins' baby mama's name was Jill. Phil and Jill had a girl named Lil.
What the fuck? Wait. Wait. You're telling me that Phil Collins' wife was Jill?
Yes, that's what you guys said. You said that part, but you didn't put it together. Then they had a baby and named her Lil.
Oh, she's the victim.
She's the victim. That's what I was thinking. I'm screaming at you two the whole time. I'm like, it's not her fault she's obsessed with stories when she was 2 years old. This is a freaky sitch. This is a freaky situation.
You know, it's funny. I went to college with these guys, Griffin and Clifford Nash. And I say that because I respect them.
Okay.
I otherwise would have led with, I went to the college with these guys. They were identical twins named Griff and Cliff. And we'd always be like, we can't believe your parents named you Griff and Cliff. Like, how funny, how cute. And they'd be like, it's actually Griffin and Clifford. And we'd be like, yeah. Like, sorry. Like, our bad.
Like the second syllables don't rhyme.
It's just like when you see names like that, though, where it's like the family's like doing something cute. It's always just a little bit like, who is this for? Who is this for? Are you giving your
right
better life with this? Like, this is, I don't know if they're going to think it's, oh, I need to be part of the little joke. You know what I mean? Like, it's yeah. Like, yeah, my mom was Jill. My dad was Phil. I'm Lil. My grandmother was Sil. You know, I mean, it's just like, I guess like it's only cool if now she keeps the thing going. Like, if everyone's an ill and it's the illest family.
Right. Totally.
Illest family. And we don't mean COVID. We mean the fucking dopest because they're the illest, the fillest, the lillest, the jillest.
They could go Bill. They could go Will. Like they're it's possible. But and Lily's not a terrible name, and especially for a celebrity, honestly, Lily's pretty good.
She's right. When you're the third in names that rhyme, it's a little bit like you weren't here for this. Like you had no part of the decision. Can you imagine if Phil and Jill are actually clowning Lil? She's the little kid and she's Lil. On you were such a petulant, annoying child. Like, you ruined that. You sucked the air out of the room. It's like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, why would that be the story? Spin it any other way. I threw it back at Diana and she caught it like a first baseman, you know?
Right,
like,
which she probably did.
Right, it actually was probably way cooler. Like, why are they spinning this story into, like, Lil is a Lil monster? Now we're really doing the whole Nickelodeon lineup.
She was never there for anything but to finish the rhyme. And I think that's a key part of her story that we need to remember. So anyway, we got to keep it moving. We can't spend too much.
That was a wonderful amendment though. I'm really glad that you brought that to my attention. That's the kind of, we want this to be
crucial.
A space where you can speak up if you have something to say, say it. You know?
Yeah, this is like the comment section right now. But now we got to get out of the comments.
Okay, now
got to get to the next main post.
Let's first talk about our girl Cassidy.
Right. There's two main players in this episode, Cassidy and Shanae. So Cassidy comes in real strong. She's hitting on him. She's doing the confident thing. She, you know, Hillary Duff sees right through her bullshit.
What was Hillary Duff doing there? Oh, she must have a show. She has a show.
Yes. She has How I Met Your Father coming out, which I'm definitely going to watch, unfortunately.
How I Met Your Father. Oh, and she's so that brand. Wow. Okay. I get that. Yeah. When she walked out, I was like, Hill. You know, and like, but do you think how much do you think the producers are? I mean, they must be like, the way they're competing on this show, spoiler, we'll get there in a minute. They must be like competing for like $10, like bonuses for every, yeah. Like if Hillary Duff right. walked into anywhere I was, I would be like, oh, that's Hillary Duff.
And I would play it cool.
They're like,
and she was totally not into it. Like, she was like, oh my God, this is below my station. Like, what am I doing here?
Like, I've been doing this since I was 12, just so that I would not have to do my own press when I was 30 and had babies. But I guess it's not press, it's The Bachelor. It's not press, it's The Bachelor.
Like, yeah.
You were bored. And did you see, who was it that went to? Oh, it was Cassidy. Okay, yeah, we're talking about Cassidy. So Cassidy and Hillary, they spent a lot of time talking this episode because Cassie really just, she just took it under her she sort of took over the entire event. She basically pulled out the dildo without asking anybody's permission and was really just shoving it to people. And
yeah.
She was very, very rapey with Clayty. And she was very, very, you know, look, sometimes I think it's personal and I want to be like, you know what, fuck off internet, fuck off algorithm, Instagram, right? But I have been seeing the meme go around a lot, which is like, if she's saying, if she's over, number one sign of a lonely, unhealed, not securely attached individual, like they overshare to strangers or they overshare it in every conversation, right? But I want to say that after watching this episode, I go, oh, that's not what I do. Because.
Right.
You know, I want to be clear, Cass, Hillary Duff, number one doesn't know who you are. You guys aren't like connecting. Like she was like talking to Hillary like, yeah, it's basically like I'm here to just basically win this motherfucking competition and, you know, all the girls are going to do that dumb shit, like build the houses. And like, I'm really just going to go like, I think I'm going to chase him to the bushes and fucking kiss him and get my fucking prize. Right. And Hillary's like looking her up and down, like literally grilling her. Like,
yeah,
it was like one of the shadiest, like that's a memeable look.
Yeah, it was excellent. I'm so glad. Cause like, I also just think of Hillary as like a kind of a people pleaser, like fluffy, blah, blah, blah. I was so impressed by her just like actually like giving her the look and being, because actually it would have been really, wouldn't have played off well if she just was like, oh wow, yeah, that's great. Like she clearly knew, she was like, this girl's nuts and I gotta let on, like I know she's nuts or else everyone's gonna think I'm nuts.
No, I want to say that there were so many, like, I mean, this is where it's like, even if it didn't tape recently, although do we know when this taped? Because this all feels very Scorpio to me.
I'd say it was before Scorpio season, probably.
Right, it must have been.
Oh, wait, when was What's-Her-Face supposed to get married? Jessica Simpson.
Oh, right. Oh, no.
September 26th, I think.
It could have been Scorpio. It could have been Scorpio. Wait, September 26th. Okay. Because this is like some real, and it's real Scorpio shit. And why is it so perfect that it's airing right now? Because we have Venus in Capricorn going retrograde. We have the Sun in Capricorn. We have Pluto in Capricorn. And Mercury just left Capricorn, but is about to come back into Capricorn and go retrograde. So there are going to be two planets. We're in the Mercury retrograde. We are in Venus retrograde. And when this was filmed, I'm pretty sure it was Scorpio season, because what we're seeing, why it's coming out now, is because what we're looking for now is like either during Scorpio season or during the last, you know, there are things that have been hidden, that there's like sort of this final like secrets revealed. And that really is what this Mercury retrograde is going to be for us. It's going to be like pieces of information that just like haven't totally made sense, or things that we just like didn't quite understand, or just, you know, things that we were even lying about ourselves. You know what I mean? Like maybe I don't like, you know, whatever, edibles, or, you know, it's not it, but it's like,
okay.
Just anything, you know, I don't know what I was going to say, but, I had no like thing. Anyway, the bottom line is,
what does that have to do with Cassidy?
I think what this episode is like, the veil is thin, because even with Hillary, from the moment that we saw her in the faraway frame, she had her whole vibe was deep disdain.
Yeah. Yes, it was. Yeah.
She was
not pleased.
Not pleased. I mean, she seemed like she was, and I don't know if I would ever say I thought she was like a great actor or a good actor, you know, but like you'd think that she could make the smile look real. Maybe it was because she was like playing herself. And so she's like, actually, I want you all to know that I think you're like so fucking dumb and that this is so fucking dumb and I don't want to be here. But, or maybe something happened, like, that's what I'm saying. Maybe something like on set. It looked like she was walking out from like a producer just like grabbed her ass and she was like uncomfortable. Like her eyes were dead in the way of like stunned. And then the smile was sort of.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just felt like
because it was like Paolo, like she just found out about Paolo.
Right. Right. But she has a show to do. The show must go on.
Right. The show must go on. And she had no Isabella there to save her.
Right. No, it was a show must go on. And like, I'm, you know, right. It's when like when Hannah Montana became Miley Cyrus. Like this, we saw a grow up here. Not necessarily a glow up, but certainly a grow up. She's like, I'm not Lizzie anymore.
I think part of that, like literally it was that, and it was the girls being like that girl being like, you were my first concert. I was obsessed with you. And she's like triggered. Oh, I'm not that anymore. So, like, oh my God.
Because you know what else? Like that girl that sang, she wishes she were Hillary Duff. Like have Hillary sing. Don't make her do one of the she's not Wells. She's fucking Hillary motherfucking Duff, but whatever, you know, it's okay. She needed to promote her show and she did a completely satisfactory job,
and it worked because we're gonna friggin' watch it. And then we got Cassidy. She's just all over Clayton, talking about how confident she is, talking about how much she knows he likes him. Like she doesn't even try to like get to know the man at all, and then she just makes out with him. And poor Clayton, like, definitely like is like, I don't feel comfortable with this, but I don't have the words to tell you why I don't, like, I don't understand what's happening, so I'm just gonna keep making out with you on the side of this pool at 11 a.m. like at a children's birthday party.
That's where I started to feel like who, like, why is he okay with this? Like, it felt like, I have never felt like I was like, I've seen porn that looks less coerced than that, is what I'm trying to say. Like it looked so like somebody get him out of there. Like if you were at a bar with him and you were his friend and you were watching this go on, you would have been like, yo, we got to go save Clayton. Oh, Sunday. Oh my God, Sunday's having a dream. The dog. Look at this.
What's that, your dog? Oh, he's really cute.
He's at the doggy daycare. It's one of our clients.
He's having a little dream. I don't know if your mic's working anymore. I can't hear you anymore.
Wait, can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I can.
Yeah, I think he's having a dream.
That's so sweet. His little paw was twitching. Anyway. He's dreaming about running away from Cassidy.
Well, that's, I was just thinking, like, he was actually picking up on the vibe because that's how witchy, like, she's bad, dark witchcraft, okay?
Dark witch. Okay, can we talk about her chart? I need to know.
Okay, so you're off the hook for this one.
Oh, thank God.
But Molly and I.
Capricorn?
She is a Capricorn moon. and she is a Taurus sun.
Oh, you guys are so on the hook.
She is our moon. She's Molly and my nature, inner nature.
Oh my God. Okay, so Molly's Capricorn sun, Taurus moon, right? Yes. Your Capricorn moon. Where's Taurus?
Capricorn moon and my whole 12th house is Taurus.
Oh no.
I have like no sense of Taurus.
So this kind of, okay, so does the Capricornness of it all kind of explain why she's on such a hunt to just win this thing and like finish it?
When I just saw that, I was laughing. I was like, well, this is where it's the worst. But here's the thing, right? Like, she also has her Juno exactly conjunct her moon in Capricorn, and it is retrograde. So, like, I feel like on a karmic level, there's something about, like, retrograde is, like, redoing, regoing. So this is, like, it's definitely not, like, Clayton is not her past life husband, I would say, for sure. Although, actually, they do have some interesting,
you know. Because he's a Taurus.
He's a Taurus. And they're actually not, when it's more fun when they're not born the same years because, like, the planets move, you know?
Yeah.
So it's, like, more special to me when it's, like, and actually, based on, like, for no reason at all, okay, here's what I think. Whoa. Wow. As I am exploring this astrology, this is actually getting to be a different kind of porn in the end. I sort of feel like I think that Cassidy was Clayton's parent in a past life. I think that was his mom that he fucked.
Ugh.
That's like what
I mean, she's bringing like overbearing mom vibes for sure.
Right.
Where she like doesn't even want to hear the child.
Kiss your mother
like,
before you go. No, and she shoves him on the ground and straddles him. It's like, oh my God. Like that's how it felt. It felt like, okay, I guess I'll just stay here and make out. And like he was sort of like, his body language was like pulled back. Like I felt like he was trying to be like, you know, like I just felt like, wow, that was really uncomfortable. And then I don't know if you also noticed, I don't know if it was bags under her eyes or she just got a nose job or she got punched or was weeping all night or what, but like she had two, I'm a disgusting person, okay, and I'm not aging that well and I'm not taking that good of care of it, so I don't notice this kind of shit. I'm not into it. Was like, go watch back, it looks like she has black straight up like bags, like she must have either been weeping all night or like up doing blow all night and like blasting out her, you know, her head veins. Go look at she looks like bad, like there was like a thing where it just, or I guess like if we're going to be safe, I'd say like it's like sobbing. Like she looked like she'd been like up all night sobbing.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. You know, maybe that's not a fair assessment. But like either way, there was something like going on.
Yeah.
And then things got weirder with her because then she got back to the house and was coaching all the women. Like she became a success coach for how to get ahead.
Just Shanae, really. Just Shanae mostly.
Well, Shanae's the only one that was like, okay,
coach. Took the bait.
Okay, coach. Yeah. But the other ones, she was saying that, no, that was like the only thing she talked about. Like, I'm feeling really good about my connection because honestly, I know how to win this game. So yeah, when you're talking about what does it look like to be a Capricorn? Absolutely. All she cares about is status. I think she has a past life husband or a past life committed partner that on some level may have been, just in this case, it's naughty. In her chart alone, I wouldn't say that. But the way that they're lining up is just funny based on how aggressive she's being and what the... They have a lot of, like, parental connections between them, like parent-child. Okay. And, yeah, so, like, they're both Tauruses, but, like, her south node is on his sun. And her Venus is there, too. So she, like, remembers him from a past life. It's kind of like my baby. Her Saturn is on his Lilith. So he's, like, kind of scared of her, and she's kind of, like, hot for him. Her mother asteroid and her Mars in Leo are on his moon Chiron.
Oh.
So like I just sort of feel like I do think she would have done this no matter who was there on the show, because I think with her, she is on steroids. So I have a few theories. So I think she's on steroids. And
why steroids specifically? She's not like jacked. I guess she's pretty fit.
Maybe blow then. Maybe that explains the bags in her eyes. But it's like, I don't even want to say amphetamines. Like, it could be uppers, but it was like...
Adderall.
Well, everybody there's on Adderall. That's like what the whole fucking episode was about. But like, maybe she's
sneaking
on
into the other girl's bag.
Just something about her demeanor was so high. It's just like high testosterone to me. Maybe she's on like hormones.
Well, she might even just be in a nervous fit, you know, like just like, I'm on TV, I gotta make this work. Oh crap.
I just, like, yeah, I feel like she's acting like
or even drunk. Like
they do give them
alcohol. Like they're drinking the whole time.
My theory was that Shanae and Cassidy were perfect for each other. By the end of the episode, my entire theory changed twice.
Okay, so that was Cassidy's whole thing at that date, and she kind of pissed all the girls off, and she ends up getting the date rose, which everyone was very upset about.
But it's like, I don't say though, there is really nothing worse than like completely taking the time from all the people. Hillary Duff's annoyed at you, dude. Catch a fucking whiff of what's going on in the kitchen, man. Like,
right.
Find out what's cooking or just sit down and let us serve you. But like, enough, you are not being the chef of, it's just like so weird that this is like her thing. It's like, oh my God. So the reason that he likes it though, is because he is such a Taurus and she's such a Taurus. So even though it's like seems fast, it's still kind of like slow and basic, but it's physical. And it's like, I affectionate. And it's like, okay, yes. Yeah. He's an athlete. You know, he's like, yes. Oh, you like me? Yes. I like you. Yes. You know? So
yeah. That's, and like, really, they didn't actually get to know each other any better. I mean, he came to know that she's kind of freaking nuts, but like, and so confident, like she just kept, you know, that was the main point, being shoved down his throat. But like, they didn't really get to like push any emotional ground here, figure each other out at all. And neither one of them seemed to like try to.
Sorry, what was that past part? I shouldn't have interrupted you.
But yeah, so that was that. Then there was a quick Susie one-on-one. We can go back to that afterwards because it was just whatever. And then Cassidy coaches Shanae.
Right. Okay, yeah.
Coaches Shanae. Shanae takes the bait completely and is like, yeah, if you got the rose and you pulled him first and you were very aggressive and confident. Obviously, if I do the same thing and I look exactly like you, it'll work perfectly. So that's her strategy going into it. It doesn't really work out on the group date that well because they have this whole competition. Shanae can't open a bottle of milk for like 3 minutes, which is part of the competition. So then she gets held back in the competition. She pushes this other girl who literally like falls on top of this other girl. I don't know how the girl on the bottom didn't like break a couple ribs, but I guess
everything
she was
doing... here, they must be doing like jello shots or like tequila. It's like, this is like tequila, yeah. Jello shots territory. Like I keep forgetting that they're all drinking. Like, right, we're seeing people like in like aggressive drunk states and in like slop, like, yeah, like they were like falling all over each other, pouring milk down their titties. Like my mom was watching, and like that was when she was like, I don't think I can watch this anymore.
I think you're like, no, mom, just stick with it. I swear.
Actually, this was probably getting good, honestly.
so then Shanae. Oh, she also calls herself Shanae and then Nae-Nae's.
Wait. No.
Really embarrassing.
Everyone's like sharing about themselves, right? And they were sitting at school tables, like school children. And he and Elizabeth were at a table seated together because there was an even number. You know what? He doesn't need to sit on a pedestal or throne the whole fucking time. Okay. So he was sitting next to Elizabeth. They were obviously vibing. Shanae starts commenting that like she's disgusted that Elizabeth is like trying so hard, and like, why is she doing this in front of everybody? And like, it's like as if she's just trying to make us jealous. It's like, dude, she was just sitting next to him at the table. Like, there wasn't, they were,
she's doing together. Exactly what your strategy was, but you didn't get right. There.
And she didn't necessarily even strategize. They fucking sat them down. No. Right. So yeah, it's like, exactly. LOL, you hate this because like, yeah, she's just like natural. There's no strategy in love. Okay. So
exactly.
Then, Z-Way has them like sharing something about themselves, and she's like, you know what, I'm gonna tell you right now, my nickname was Shanae. And everyone's like, ooh. And she was like, and it's because there's a Shanae that's more buttoned up, and then there's a Shanae who has real personality and vigor or whatever. And then Z-Way's like, do you know how to Nae? And she's like, I think it goes like this. And she stands up. It was equivalent to Cameron Diaz in My Best Friend's Wedding. I say a little prayer for you.
Yeah.
That was, yeah. It was as if she was doing like
Elaine dancing in Seinfeld. Yeah.
She was so shifty. It's like herky jerk movements.
It was incredible. And like everyone just had to like watch and be like, wow.
And the producers have gotten funnier this season, I'm noticing specifically. But like somebody caught her from a high up angle. That is also memeable. This whole episode, this is the first time in my life I've ever been inspired to be like, okay, like I think I understand memes and GIFs. Like everything was like, wow. Like they were doing embarrassing physical comedy here. And I appreciate that.
All over the state. All over the state.
Yeah. So anyway, Shanae is getting, her blood's boiling at this point because she did the Nae-Nae in in front of Z-Way and still isn't quite getting what she wants. Now, she gets some coaching, right? Corporate executive bachelor contestant Coach Cassidy.
Who seems to be going off of watching the show. She said a couple of things that seem like she's like, oh, that doesn't ever go well. Like, that won't get you far. So it seems like she has watched the show and taken notes, and that's where this is coming from.
Right. But here's the thing. Anybody who is – why would somebody who was trying to – like, they're flicking – unless she's trying to get hired as a bachelor coach after this, and this is all one big ad for how to stay on the show.
Right.
Then, like, why would you tell – all the girls how to have what you have with him, which is like so unique, and that's how you know that your position is clear and the going is clear and the position is safe. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, to be like, here's how you do it, here's how you play the game, he liked when I did this, I would do that if I were you. It's like she wasn't even lying. She was like, no, this is how you do it.
I think she thought she was so far ahead at that point that like even if they tried that now, they'd be too late.
So what I originally thought was that the reason that Cassidy was doing all this was because she Cassidy, I thought she was on steroids. I also thought that Cassidy, separate of anything, I thought she had extremely butch energy. Even before I get to all my theories by the end of the episode, I wanted to tell you that I think that her nickname should be Butch Cassidy because she's so aggressive. I mean, she is coming on to him in a way that I have never seen on TV. Like, it's to the point where, like, do you know how hard it would be to make someone feel that you were pursuing them on this show?
Right.
That's how he described feeling. Like, for you to be taking this initiative and, like, the stance that you are and, like, really, like, making it clear. And then she is so off. Her only thing that she actually has to say to him when they're, like, connecting, her big line is, I'm not going anywhere, baby. It's like, you might be.
Yeah.
You might be. Not to mention that, like, no one on this show is here to leave the show, right? Like, that's like saying, I saw somebody post something the other day that was like, I don't understand what's going on. Like, you guys aren't liking my shit. Like, it must be the algorithm again. Like, if you guys are done with the algorithm and you want to support me, like my shit. And it's like, dude, everybody feels that way. Like,
oh my God, I cannot stand all of these Instagram influencers who are like, I guess I got shadow banned. I guess you all can't see me. And I'm like, welcome to the club.
Welcome to the club. See who's looking you up, though. That's a good test of who your audience actually is.
Yeah. Zucks giveth, Zucks taketh away, baby. Like, it can happen. And at any moment, you can be back here with the losers.
Oh, shit. Zucks sucks. But, like, no, but though, Cassidy giveth and they all giveth and taketh away in this episode is really what I would say.
And she's just doing it in such a detached way where it's like she's not even interested in who he is at all. It's literally
I jumped to, like, either she's like butch and
tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts. Good news, ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Overcompensating in, like, a reverse Clayton?
Like a Colton.
I thought she was, like, reverse Colton. Right?
So no, but that's what Colton was trying to do. He was like, if I make this straight relationship work.
Right, but then he was also like, I just touched her thigh. I just... Blah, blah, blah. She's come on, put your finger in my pussy. You know what I mean? Like, like, dude, calm down, Janae. Like, you're on the fucking group. Hillary Duff is here. Take his hand out of your pants. And he was just like, I guess she's really showing some initiative. I don't know, Marge. You know, it was so, like, middle America, like, dumb shit. But okay.
Yeah.
So then, anyway.
Okay, so then Janae takes more of her advice to heart and just goes up to Clayton and is like, you know, there's some red flags in the house. And he
watching her think about it actually first was really important, because first what she was saying was, I'm here to win. She was basically doing like a impression of Cassidy. I'm here to win too. And like she started acting just like Cassidy. Like, Cassidy's got this. Well, I got this more. And like, okay, no problem. Game time. Like, game face on. Like, I'm here to woo, win, right? Not to mention, they look exactly the fucking same, okay?
Yeah.
So
which would give me a little bit of Gemini vibe somewhere in there because of the mirroring. It's just a total mirror tactic.
Right. So
could be Gemini rising, which we wouldn't be able to tell, but.
Damn.
But you're Gemini rising. I don't feel like you do mirroring stuff, but you know, we all
I do. It. I think everybody on the planet is like, you're just like me. And I'm like none of you. Except for Mom and Casey Malshine.
I've definitely done that a lot. As a
Geminis can just sort of like, it's not that Geminis aren't trying to mirror or to be like,
right,
like disingenuous. It's that like we are the mirror.
Yeah, like we just get it and we throw it back there. And it's like yeah, I don't know if she's a mirror or just like a really good like follower of directions. Like, I don't know. She's just like a blank slate. Like, I don't know. So she goes in and she starts this drama with Elizabeth, and she just starts telling Clayton that Elizabeth's so two-faced, and she was friends with her the first night. And then the next night she wouldn't even talk to her. And it's like, well, this is like a 2-day friendship. So is this appropriate for like, is that drama? Are you just being, turns out it wasn't drama, but now it started drama. I mean, she's blatantly just trying to take out the competition because Elizabeth was clearly doing the best.
So I want to talk about Elizabeth afterwards because I might be in love with her. But
yeah, she seems like she does have some brains.
I like her a lot. She has brains. She made me proud to be in my 30s. And she is who Elizabeth Holmes wishes. She has she has like a low voice that's like very natural and very sexy, which you never see on this show. She made me feel great. I was like, yeah, that's why I smoke cigarettes. You know, no, but like she made me feel like really like, yeah, like a deeper voice, like hot. Like, not that I have like anything really. I'm sort of neutral, but like, you know, now that I'm a smoker. But I'll say that more clearly. Now that I'm a smoker. But
okay, yeah, because I didn't get it the first time.
Yeah. Now that I'm a smoker. But ready for the bachelor. But like, no, it's like, so, right. I think that in the end, can I just spill my beans what my theory is, really?
Yeah.
Shanae, another one, she gay.
And okay.
At first, I was like,
you can't have this theory about every person.
No, I actually was thinking, I'm going to think I could do like police, like, which I know in every other circumstance would not be acceptable socially. It's not like nice out people, but I'm, as a coach, as a Gemini member, I see it all.
And like, we don't actually know these people in person. So obviously, like, if we say right. that, what, like.
We really, like, literally don't know. And we're not outing Shanae, for the record. Yeah. We're not doing that to her. Okay. So, although if somebody ever thinks that we did that to her, we've made it. So it's either way, it's fine. But, perfect. Like, wow, those girls said that and they fucking started the dominoes. They changed the fucking state of her family life forever or whatever. They saved her in the end. But anyway, so when you listen to the editing. So this is where I don't know if my brain malfunctioned or what, but it's like, because right, it looked like, because what happened was Shanae went and talked to Clayton, but she actually didn't go there to start drama. She went there to try to do what Cassie did. And at first she was like, just basically saying like, you know, I'm here for you. And he was like, okay. And then she like needed to put a little bit of heat on the ball. She needed to put a little spin on the pitch, right? So she the you see the wheels turn. And then she's like, well, actually, like, there is something you should know. And it's like, what? And she was like thinking, it was like, there are people in this house who are two-faced.
Red flags. The date was literally a red flag date. Like, she didn't even like think that hard into the like.
And she had nothing prepared.
Yeah.
I have a strong, because what it sounded like as she was talking to Elizabeth was her feelings are hurt. She likes her.
Yeah.
Shanae is in love with Elizabeth. Now, I have a strong feeling because I watch and I didn't want my brain to rot. So I thought, go deeper. What's going on here? If you listen to the dialogue, actually, I think that before filming started, Elizabeth fucked Shanae. And I think they promised. No. Watch with those eyes. I think they made a promise never to reveal it because Shanae would not be allowed to exist anymore. Her father would literally walk her to the backyard and shoot her. And Elizabeth isn't really gay. She's one of those. She's like, even when I'm married, I'll have a girlfriend, but I'm not gay or bi. You know what I mean?
But don't you think it also seemed like Shanae just made that up off the top of her brain at that moment?
No, because, well, I don't think she meant to say it to Clayton, because it actually had nothing to do with Clayton. I think she was feeling that because she thought they were a thing. The way she was talking to her was like, I mean, I've been both her and I've been with a Cassidy type in the form of my 26-year-old Puerto Rican fuck buddy. He acts exactly like Cassidy. So, like, I get that.
It turns out Cassidy has a fuck buddy at home.
Anyway.
Okay, so what is Shanae's chart?
We got a Shanae coming in strong with an Aries sun.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And a moon conjunct Pluto conjunct Juno conjunct Lilith in Scorpio.
Ooh. Oh, okay. That's why you think there's a secret involved.
Yep.
And it has to do with
marriage and sexuality and repression and what you really feel like you can never share. But the way that she was talking about Elizabeth, like, she's lying. Like, the only thing that she said that made sense that I believed was she's lying. Because she's going, she ignored me, she whatever. I think that is how she feels. And the reason it doesn't make sense is because both of them feel as strongly that they're never going to say that.
Yeah, so there's a big missing piece here that just will never make sense to any of us.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I think Shanae is a pile of bricks. I mean, she's one of the dumbest people I've ever heard speak words on television that's not doing an act. I mean, it is like a bit, she's befuddled. I mean, she has no, but it's like, to go back to the episode yesterday too, it's a little bit like, it's like she needs to go to the camp with Gal Gadot and with Hilaria Baldwin and with all these people that it's just like, yo, you guys, like, you're like, Gal, it wasn't bad because of the timing. The timing wasn't wrong about the video. It was just dumbass video. And it, here are all the reasons that it was wrong. Like, it's like,
but you just don't get it, camp.
Yeah.
She's so befuddled.
And like, also, she has her Chiron, Jupiter, and Ceres all together in Cancer, but then her North Node is in Leo. So it's kind of her point to like move through that family wound, mother wound, father wound of what they expect of you at home and like be her truth. Like, she's doing a good job of like trying to be more like Cassidy. She's just like actually not there for the right reasons.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think that they like hooked up, but it's possible that she fell in love with Elizabeth.
I think they hooked up. She sounds like a lover that's like, you're pretending that nothing happened.
Because I don't feel like Elizabeth understands what the thing is. Like,
Elizabeth is a 32-year-old, like, realtor, normal person, kind of knows it's coming. It's cool to come in at 32 for a 26-year-old show. That's, like, maybe the only kind of cool thing. It is a flex, though. Do you know what I mean? Just be like, actually, like, I'll be the oldest one there and, like, right?
But Mara was 32 as well. I clocked that one.
And she's relatively normal so far.
Yeah.
And there's an Olympian.
I know. Give us more of the Olympian. Love she's awesome. Her. Marlena, give us more Marlena, because then Shanae went over to Marlena and like Marlena like went outside, even though Shanae was talking absolute nonsense, and was like, hey, are you okay? Like, how are you feeling? And she's like, I don't want to cry in front of you. I want to cry in front of Clayton. I'm like, Shanae.
Dude, that's so.
You said funny. The quiet part out loud, girl.
Said the quiet part out loud.
You can't wait. You can't like use your tears as a weapon, but she's got a little.
I think Butch Cassidy was very permission giving for the confused kid, Shanae, and
she's the Sundance kid.
Let's do Elizabeth real quick.
She's really cool for sure.
I really liked her, you know, and I loved actually her response when he like came at her with like, because I had to say for a minute there I was like ready to stop watching the show. When Shanae was talking about this obvious thing that she was just saying.
And it was so Aries because she said this and she didn't think about like 5 minutes later, like obviously he was going to go talk to Elizabeth and then she was going to have to deal with it. And she literally lies to the other girls and is like, no, I didn't say anything. And it's like,
no,
they're going to find out in 5 minutes that you did.
No, but that's what's so crazy. It's like, you know, they'll say like, if you can watch someone just like lie to people's face, like there is some like, for not only for her to be able to lie that easily, but then doesn't everyone know this is on TV? Like, doesn't everyone know what they're doing here? Like, what is going on? One of them came that was at her wedding, played him out. If this is the third rose he takes back. This is officially the third rose that our Chiron, Moon, and Leo conjunct Bachelor is getting basically rejected. Like,
that's
poetry in motion. That's astrology in motion, right? Yeah. Like, Moon Chiron and Leo is on TV, and it's like, how fucking embarrassing that, like, he is literally getting hosed by these girls.
Yeah, making
He's
mistakes.
Robbed.
Absolutely.
Wasting
okay, so what's Elizabeth?
Time. Okay, so Elizabeth is hilarious. Okay. Elizabeth's sun is exactly conjunct her moon, is almost exactly conjunct her Venus and her Pallas Athena and her north node in Pisces.
Wow.
And her Mercury is at a very late degree of Aquarius.
Okay. Which
Absolutely
is almost Pisces.
Swings every way.
Can you tell me what Pallas Athena is?
Yeah, so she's basically like the master feminine strategizer. Like, so she's sort of like the feminine leader in the war room with all the guys. She kind of like lays low until she lays low. She plays it cool. She knows that she is in the room where it happens with the big boys. And so she doesn't do anything to like cause a scene or be dramatic, but she listens and she watches. And then when they fuck it all up, they go, Pallas Athena, what do you think?
Is this like, okay, would a Katniss Everdeen be a...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Although, except Katniss sort of did... I'm trying to think.
She didn't want to be in the room.
Right, exactly. That's a right.
Maybe like a Sansa?
A Sansa.
Okay, love it.
A Sansa or like a... I mean...
Cersei.
Yeah, well, so I was going to just say Cersei, but then I'm like, but no, but Cersei's more of like...
She's more active.
I mean, it is a Cersei though. It is like, it's like the feminine plan maker that like changes the way we think about thinking about the thing, right? It's like coming at it from a feminine approach, been a very leadership, like, okay, now that I have the stage, I'm speaking, it's Kamala, I'm speaking, right? Like, it's like now that okay. Although now I don't think she's done anything to like change the game so far other than like finally finish that weird white collage on, you know, we finally have just like a woman of color on the fucking president of the United States that's going to melt in the fucking apocalypse. But,
So Kamala, you're saying?
Sort of. Just in the sense of like, sort now of. That I'm here, I'll make a change. She just like kind of hasn't. So whatever.
Yeah. Well,
could have been. Anyway, I could see Elizabeth. I think Elizabeth and Shanae got down and dirty. And I think Shanae either way is completely lights off upstairs. But with seeing all that Scorpio in her chart, I actually get it. Like Aries, Scorpio, and so many like sexual secrets and sexual repression in Scorpio. She was so much more concerned with Elizabeth. She actually did want to talk to Elizabeth about what she was upset about. She was actually upset. She was lucid and she's like, she is lying. And she was like, I'm hurt. Like when she's saying like mean girl vibes or whatever, she's trying to, I get the impression,
yeah,
maybe,
she's
this,
saying
maybe I'm overthinking this, but I think she's trying to say more like in code. Like,
yeah,
like
you're overthinking it, but there's a layer of truth to what you're saying.
I am so, this is one of these reveals that like I'm glad I have on record, including right. Also Joe Coleman. There is a guy named Colton I think you should meet, but no, I don't have to out Joe Coleman every single time. But I think if anybody can chime in with their opinion, I want you to rewatch the episode, just the latter part. See if you can decode it with me. I think that we are seeing a scorned lover. And I think Elizabeth's like, dude, that's so fucking Pisces. Like, everybody just like fucks sometimes. Like, yeah, we did blow the night before and like we had a good night. And like, you now have been stalking me. And like, they might have met 6 months ago at like the meet and greet or at the casting, got wasted and hooked. I think they hooked up.
maybe they did in Shanae's mind, or maybe Shanae just like, thinks that Elizabeth is a cool ass girl and is offended that she hurt her feelings.
Well, I think that
at a bare minimum, I think you're right.
In love with her and like is hurt that she doesn't like her as much as she likes. It's like someone. Shanae likes Elizabeth. Like that is blatantly clear.
Yeah, the only snag in this whole thing is that you could watch Shanae going through the motions of her plan falling apart as the day went on, and this being the scapegoat for the plan.
I think it's like two streams. It's both? I think it's two streams ran together and then became the river, where it's like, on the one hand, she was going Team Cassidy. I'm the fighter. I'm the winner. Winners win. We're all going to win. Let's go get them, girls. And they're going to all fucking prowl on him. It's going to be, you know. Then, in the back end, because there's a lot we don't see, she's not getting attention paid to her by Elizabeth. We don't know what happened, but she expected Elizabeth to be paying attention to her, and she's not. Then we have Elizabeth and Clayton hitting it off. They're sitting together. The producers know what they're doing. They know what's going on behind the scenes. They go, oh, we'll seat them together because Shanae will be triggered. And she was. She did the nay-nay, which maybe was even a callback of some kind, like, because they probably met on a dance floor. And they
made a call.
I think she was like, remember the one I did the nay-nay when I was nay-naked? Right? Okay. Then she looks just like Big Bird doing the nay-nays. That was her form. She looked like motherfucking Big Bird. Okay. So then I think that she, you know, the show must go on. The show's going on. This isn't a long time. It's a day, the next day, 2 days, whatever, right? And by the end of the 2 days, she was like, yo, Elizabeth, remember me? Like, she's literally like a person getting played out. Like we had sex. Like, he doesn't talk to me after we had sex one time. Like, it's like we're watching like a middle school. Like, yeah, I fucked her. Now it's over. Now I fucked her. So now on to the next one. Like, I think that, like, Shanae got played out. Or, like, yeah, she just, like, wanted to be her friend. And either way, she was just like, I liked you. I thought we were going to be friends. But, and what was happening was,
but she was also convenient. Like,
well,
it was.
What happened was, she's not that smart. So when he said, well, what's going on? She goes, well, I'm going to have to do a red flag. And then, because also she's mad at Elizabeth. So she's like, I'm not going to just like let her do that to me, which is what she had done. She had like tripped her earlier in the day. She had like, you know, she had been totally aggressive towards her. She actually was trying to do it in a way to, in case Elizabeth said something, which she wasn't even going to because she's actually like a fucking normal person.
Yeah.
Or it seems. And then while she was on that couch trying to be the aggressor, come on, give me your neck. Let me give you a hickey. Right, or whatever. And then she's like, well, I have to talk about something, because she has watched The Bachelor, and Cassidy did give her some notes, right? And then I read flag, and he's like, what? And I think in that moment is where it all comes together, and it becomes the Great Atlantic.
And that's where the two streams come together.
Yeah, because then she's like, okay, well, I actually have to just say what's on my mind and what's on my heart, and it's that I think this girl is a bitch. Because then she's sincere, and she's like, she really hurts my feelings. She was sincere in her, like, upset. And, like, most of the time when people go, like, well, I was upset, too, I think, well, you, fuck you. Like, don't fucking, you should be able to say to someone, I'm upset, and not have to go, well, I'm upset, right? But in this case, I kind of felt like there was a real plea from Shanae to Elizabeth just being, like, I think it was, like, I felt this way first.
Yeah.
Like, I think so. I did tell you that you were upsetting me, and you didn't do anything nice. And I think
and they hit us with a to be continued at the end. So like,
well, that's so going to make annoying. It seem like it's like some like corporate legal issue. Like, can he get the rose back?
I know. Like, of course he can do whatever he wants with the rose, right?
He
like, are you kidding?
One to someone who then gave it back to him. So I'm sure the giving back policy is still good.
Right. Okay. So the one thing, let's switch gears for a second. This wasn't really that exciting of a date, but there was the Susie one-on-one helicopter to boat, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. What do you think of these two? I think they're both really cute, but I think they're too similar. Like, it's like, you know, it's like kind of both, they're both like smiley Hufflepuffs. And I just think they need a little edge in the relationship. Like when I see him with Teddy, he's acting like more of a man, like in a romance, and like him with Susie, it's more like a friend, like a sibling. They could still, like, I think she could get to the end, but I don't think that their relationship would survive without other relationships also being there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was so surprised seeing that by the end of the date, they were like both so like in their words, like so smiley. This was like one of the best dates of my life. They didn't seem to talk about anything. She did right before they got on that airplane or whatever, the helicopter. She was doing that like, like everybody on the show is acting like they are 5 years old. This isn't even like, we are not out of K pre-K yet.
I know, like, be cool.
Be cool, you guys.
Be fucking cool.
I mean, this is the least cool group of women that all look exactly the same that I've seen in a while.
They literally do. Like, Mara is holding down the cool fort for everyone. No, thank God. And the Olympian. Marlena and Mara are holding down the cool factor for all these gals. It's not fair.
Beyond. And, yeah, I mean, I think Elizabeth is cool, too.
Yes, also true. I think so. You know? But she's going to, I think it looks like she's going to cry next week because of this. And it might not, this might take her down, to be honest.
What are you guys going to give me if we find out that they had an affair? Because it's really a hot take. Like, it's really not.
It's real hot. It's hot on many levels.
I will. Yeah, right. I will. And this is life, the multitudes. But I will do a little research on their charts in the break. And if there's anything interesting to report, I will report it. But let's take a look at Susie's chart while we're here real quick. Okay.
No. Well, let's save Susie for another one because I think she's going to be around for a while.
Wow. Okay. This is a really good one. It is a cliffhanger. This is worth not telling you just because you're all going to be like, wow, this is for you, Case. I can't wait for you to.
What? No, well, don't do that to me.
Nope.
All right. Cliffhanger. Who do you think?
I know what's going on, though. I know what's going on. And I think this whole show, this must have been shot during Scorpio season. This whole show is behind closed doors shit. This actually is really emotional. Also, I want to say the music this season, delightful, much more romantic, much more charming. I'll take you on a second Sunday.
What, that girl Amanda Jordan wearing the dress?
No.
Lord of the Yule Ball.
Not Amanda. Not Amanda.
Okay.
LOL. No. That's what I was like. Get Hillary up there.
Literally. I mean, it was fine, but
it was like fine.
The normal.
The montage when he was like catching up with Teddy and catching up with whatever, and you know, Carson was trying to plant another smooch on him. The background. I just thought the production value of this episode was specifically better, and it was more. A little bit more obvious that it was produced because there's like real kind of storyline and it feels edited to me. It feels like even like you could hear that they left in a girl screaming after the milk challenge, like I have bow legs. Like they have these girls are on their worst behavior doing like some sort of comedy television at this point. And like I just feel like the production, I want to say kudos to the production. I think this is like sincerely I see the art. I see what you're trying to do.
We're not in La Quinta anymore. We've made it now.
Like, they weren't putting anything into, like, it sounded all like elevator music before. What they're doing is they're really trying to set us up so that this really feels different than the other one. You can fall madly in love with three women if the music's different. Like, hanging out with all the women thing is, like, so fucking, like, hopeful that we're falling in love for the first time. It was like, I just felt like it was like, yeah, like the first time I heard like, what was that Coldplay song? You know, when you're like, oh, and thank you, never hear it.
Oh,
again.
Hell yeah.
You know, when you're like, oh.
Okay, wait. So besides for the music, who do you think won the episode? Well, I guess I'm going to say Elizabeth because she, like, it's either Cassidy or Elizabeth. Cassidy dominated the episode for sure.
Dominated, she did.
Because if it wasn't her causing chaos, it was her minion, Shanae. Doing it for her.
Based on, well, she causes some chaos too. I mean, all yeah. Shanae.
But she sent.
And Kate.
She sent Shanae out.
Right. Oh, totally. Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. You know what they reminds me of? They were a little bit of like either like Rocky and Bullwinkle or like the
Pinky and the Brain.
Right. Like that's what they're like a duo, like Pinky and the Brain. Exactly. Like Boris and Natasha. Like it's like, okay, boss. No, you know what they're, yeah. Okay, no. This is what it is.
The Brain was definitely a Capricorn.
They sound, yeah. One hot, he's like, look how big my brain is. I think the winner is Susie. She just like is not in the drama and he likes her.
Yeah, true. Okay.
You know, but for us, but yeah, in this case, Elizabeth. But yeah. You know what it is? This is what I imagine the conversations, like Coach Cassidy and the Sundance Gate. That must have been the conversation between like the guys in the car on the way to take Nancy Kerrigan's knee out.
Right. Literally.
And then we're gonna like.
And she tried. Run in. She tried to take Elizabeth's knee out.
They tried to take Elizabeth's knee out, and Elizabeth is Nancy Kerrigan. And so now, like, it's sort of like, even if she's great and even if whatever, like, she's a little bit stained by this. But I want to say karma's a bitch. And I think that Elizabeth isn't so innocent.
Okay.
What happened in Chicago 6 months ago at the casting?
She's not that innocent.
Yeah.
Well, she did hold up her little paddle when he said, did you ever cheat on anyone? Which I thought was very honest of her. I appreciated that. She was like, does high school count? And I'm like, no, obviously not. You don't know yourself in high school. Like, come on. You can't. If someone cheated in high school and never cheated again, I don't feel like that's like
I feel like that's. Okay, so I think that's what she was doing. I think she was saying, I've never cheated again. And then she seems to be honest. You know, yes. She was a bad girl. But her saying, well, that's an overt no, actually.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know what I mean?
And it's a no that he could trust more than the other no's.
Right. And she, because she's like being kind of cute, whatever. But she's really saying, like, not, yeah. Since, you know, right? Like, yeah, did it count? Like, I play field hockey too. It's like, not since high school. Then, no, you don't play field hockey. You didn't cheat.
Right. True shit.
You know?
All right. Well, this has been a great episode. Oh. They're going to make us wait 2 weeks for the next one, unfortunately. So
I have one other thing I want to say. And actually, next week, listen in, because Casey and I are going to do kind of just like a Batch Nation news, like, rundown. Just so much has happened. Riley and Marie, so we don't know what's going on. We're going to do some research. It's really fucking upsetting.
Tragic.
But I want to just say, for anybody that's thinking about going on the show in the future, or if you're there filming now and you can just make some kind of an audible, call an audible on the play, you guys got to stop saying, I don't know if you know this about me. It's really killing. You have like 40
you
seconds.
Met the day before.
You didn't know. He doesn't. I don't know if I don't know if you know this, but he doesn't. He doesn't know this.
Doesn't know your
I
name.
I don't know if you know this. My mom is from Cambodia, and actually, no, he doesn't fucking know. I don't know if you know this. My parents are teachers. How are they? How do they fucking know that? They don't know this. The one thing too, though, Shanae, the amount of times that she said, she kept saying that Elizabeth said,
yeah.
Like,
okay, like, true. That is true.
And it's like either she's like truly Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, no, you got a good point about the I love yous. That's a good point.
Like, she's talking about something.
Yeah.
She said it a lot. And it's like, either.
There's something to it. When you add that in, it's true. All right. Thanks, Trashlings. Thanks, enjoy Trash. Your Tuesdays.
Happy Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fry and every Monday on the Bachelor Trashler Recap.
Stay trashy.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.